There was three keepers, I think, at St Catherine's, the principal keeper and two keepers. And they did a night watch. So there was one on duty every night. And they had various tasks to perform during the night. But yeah, their main thing probably was the lighting up at sunset and shutting down at sunrise. And they always used to go through quite a routine of cleaning in the mornings, and the whole light would be cleaned every day, and that includes all the mirrors and the windows on the outsides and things like that. They also had to be aware of what the visibility was, because in those days a lot of the lighthouses had foghorns, and it was up to them to decide when the visibility. I think our criteria was 1 mile. I think Trinity House had a similar criteria, and the visibility dropped down to that distance. Then the foghorn was sounded, and much to the dismay of all the local residents, would continue to blast at least once a minute for a large number of hours. I mean, although I did have heard the foghorn at St Catherine's, living in Bembridge, we had the same thing on the Nabtow Lighthouse. Now, that was quite intrusive, and the Nabtow is 5 miles away. But, you know, you could hear when it started up, and one rather long blast once every minute.